Welcome to the Whiskey and Wisdom Podcast, coming to you from the Cargo District Recording Studios in Wilmington, North Carolina, where we discuss the most fascinating topics of life. I'm Tyler Yaw with my co-host, Chris Kelly, and each week we interview a special guest to learn how they acquired their wisdom over a glass of whiskey. So sit back, pour yourself a glass, and enjoy Whiskey and Wisdom.
Welcome back, you guys. As per usual, this is the Whiskey and Wisdom Podcast. I'm your co-host, Chris Kellum, with
Tyler Yaw.
And our special guest today is
Nikki Tiggett, or Jillian, depending
on where you met her.
You know me, yeah.
Chris goes, we have to bring Nikki on. I was like, awesome, okay, who is she? And then he sends me this Instagram thing that says Jillian, and I'm like, "What? Who's this now?" He's like, Nikki. And I was like, okay, hold on. Let's start over here a second. Like, what's going on here?
Jillian Nicole. I've gone by Nikki my whole life. Jillian came out when I started going by Jillian when I left a very toxic job quite a few years ago and wanted to kind of keep my personal life away from work at that point because it had gotten really bad. So I started going by Jillian at work, but then my current job, everyone that knows me as Jillian has become really good friends of mine. So now it's like, and I'm new here. So people are like, have you met Jillian? And they're like, that's Nikki. And it's like this whole argument. So I go by both.
Keeps it fun that way.
Jillian Gets Dressed. My Insta page sounds way better than Nikki Gets Dressed. It just like flowed better. Does. So yeah.
Yeah. Makes sense. I'll like randomly see her at the bar and they're like, oh, hey. And she's like, okay, so these people know me as this. And I'm like, I'm going to go with the flow either way. So, like, I can hear both names. Like, I know who you're talking about. But
so this is one of the off ones where Chris brought in the guest. So, wait, do you work at Ibis or Starling?
I just started at Ibis. Very part-time. I'm just hosting over there.
Okay.
It's been really fun.
But I'm sure, yeah.
But I, like, moved here. One of the first bars I went to was Starling. And it's just my spot.
Yeah. When did you move here then?
Almost 2 years now. Okay. 2 years in April.
Nice. So from Maryland?
Yeah.
Okay. What part?
Frederick, Maryland.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's like 45 minutes outside DC and Baltimore. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a cool spot. A lot of it reminds me of here. Certain spots like downtown. Front Street is really similar to our Market Street. Not Lake Market here. Yeah. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah. So in honor of Nikki / Jillian, we all got way too drunk last night. So we're just drinking water and coffee this morning.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of coffee did you get?
I just got a latte, Breve style, extra hot. I'm like that extra person now when I order my coffee and I hate it because I used to like get annoyed with my siblings for doing it. They all worked at Starbucks. My brother-in-law was like a manager in Starbucks. So they all like had their Starbucks run where they worked there. And I never did. I was like, I'll just take a coffee.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, latte, Breve style, extra hot, extra shot. Please only use half pump syrup. And they're just like, okay. And I'm like, I am that person now. It's the worst.
But because we're not drinking, I had to do a shout out because how I met Nikki was off of Rumpelmans. And
Mints.
Yes, it's Minz, M-I-N-Z-E. In my head, I'm like Minzy, but I won't. It's German. My brain's not even going to compute that this morning. But if you know, you know. It is a peppermint schnapps. And we were talking before / after, like just how if you're in the industry, there's like three drinks that people drink. Malort, Rumpelmintz, and Jaeger.
Malort's a Chicago
thing. I was going to say, only if you're at the service in Chicago.
It is, because the first time I had it, you know, someone ordered me one at Starling, and they were like, because they were out of Rumpelmans, and they were like, oh, just send her a Malort, and I had like never had it, and I was like, I just drank gasoline. So then I had to like do research on it, because I was like, this is disgusting, and it's a Chicago thing, and I was like, keep it there. Like, ew.
Who brought this out of here?
It's awful.
I
never drank a beer so fast after I had Malort for the first time.
It is seriously like scarred me.
Yeah.
Wait, was the first time at Eagles Dare?
Yeah.
We did an episode at Eagles Dare with Joe, and he gave us a Boilermaker?
Yeah, Boilermaker.
So shot a Malort and like a PBR.
Can't you like make a Boilermaker Like, it can, you don't have to use Malort, right?
Oh, no, ugh. No. You can, yeah. It's a shot and a beer.
Yeah.
He just knew that both of us, or at least I, hadn't had Malort. And he's like, I just want to see what your face looks like after this. And I was like, okay, sure.
I don't think I'd had it. I might have had it once at the bar. Mm-mm. I will say my palate has expanded drastically since the Starling Open.
Oh, yeah.
And I applaud the team over there for knowing flavors and mixes and just like expanding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then also us just drinking way too much whiskey.
Yeah, it's awesome in here. I mean, I'm going to get there. I haven't yet. I'm a beer wine drinker mainly. Yeah. So when I went to the Star Lane the first time, I'm pretty sure I ordered a Miller Lite. And they were just like, okay. It's like the can. That's like my go-to beer. But then they were like, well, what kind of liquor do you like if you drink liquor? And I was like, well, on the rare occasion I drink liquor, I like vodka. So then I had a Cosmo. And that is still my – their Cosmos are like –
the obligatory Cosmo.
It's, yeah. It's like, but everywhere I've gone and tried to like get a Cosmo, it doesn't like come close to their Cosmo. Yeah. It's like amazing. Yeah. I could drink Cosmos all night. I did the other weekend. I haven't had liquor since my birthday. And then I was like, well, you know, I think I want a Cosmo tonight. And then it just ended up being a Cosmo night.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was fun though. But you're right. Cause they'll say to me, they still make me like taste things here and there. Cause they're trying to get me like to up my palate game. Cause it's not that great.
No. I mean, I don't know what your palate's like. I will drink almost anything, and it's painful for my wife. Like, we'll go, and I'm like, all right, cool. So here's a new menu, or they'll announce something, and I'll be like, hey, friends, like, let's go check out the new menu. And they're like, oh, it hasn't updated yet. You got like 2 weeks. And I'm like, I was so excited for this. Like, they're doing a pink drink for like the week of Valentine's at Starling. And I was like, Bex, I'm really salty that I don't get to try this because she's doing like a cocktail. Yeah. And I was like, and can I get this? She's like, you're fine. You should have bought your ticket, but you'll try it at some point during Valentine's week.
You'll be there. Yeah. That's my spot.
What's crazy is, did you see that they're doing a, like a couples cocktail making thing at Starling?
Yeah.
So I was like, it's on Super Bowl Sunday. Who's going to go to that? And then it sold out in like 2 hours. And I was like, evidently a lot of people. Okay. Never mind.
I'm not even watching the Super Bowl.
It's not even.
Hot take. Yeah. I'm not doing it.
It didn't even take 2 hours to sell out, but she asked me, and it's only from 5 to 7. Like,
what time does the game start?
Does it really start until like 7 o'clock?
Right, at least, right? Yeah. So you wouldn't really miss it. That's like true. A good intro. Yeah.
I mean, they're playing in Vegas, so we'll see.
I was going to say.
Yeah, I'm not interested in the Super Bowl. I'm not going to watch. I'm pretty bummed. I really wanted to see the Lions go all the way.
I know. That was the team I was pulling for, too.
You're not a Ravens fan?
Absolutely not.
Oh, no. You're a Washington
Commanders fan. I have lipstick on, or I would show you. I have HTTR for Hail to the Redskins tattooed on my inner lip. It's my squad forever. I know we're not good, but I'm loyal. That shows how loyal I am that I'm still there.
Look, so. It says the game starts at 6:30. So if you mix drinks until 7, you got time to get home, and your only person you're missing is singing the national anthem.
True.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah,
especially that's pretty genius. Intro. They probably got like it sold out like that for that, so people can be like, I mean, let's go do this, and then we can watch the Super Bowl. Right, it's like a good intro. Yeah,
yeah. I always forget that sports games are on because I shifted from like a traditional bar and dive bar, and we started going to the Starling and like stuff in the Cargo District. No one really has TVs.
Yeah. Nope.
Mm-mm. Which is so nice. You actually get to talk to people.
Yeah. My friend last night was like, oh, how was work? I was like, oh, we were pretty busy. And he was like, oh, that's because the game was on. I was like, there's no TV.
And there is no game.
And I was like, that's not why.
No. People just come in. And we'll finish this topic, then we'll actually get into you. But we were just talking the other night, and people were like, you know, I don't understand, you know, the Ibis concept. Like, there's no standing room, and you got to book a table. Or I was like, have you been in there? You see how small that place is?
Mm-hmm. That's like, how, and I'm like, now that I'm hosting and like moving around, I'm like, oh, you know, I'm not a small girl. So I'm like trying to figure out the best way to get through when I'm like taking waters, clearing tables off. And it's like, I mean, I get it, but people will get used to it. It's just a really nice place. And it's like, you don't want someone leaning over your shoulder, having a drink in an establishment like that. Yeah. You know, it's like really nice. And I think people will get used to it.
I think they're just like, we talked to Matt and Abby, they're mm-hmm. ahead of their time. Mm-hmm. And that's a good thing. Like, yeah. I mean, I was in Charlotte and there's a multiple spots where you go in and that's all. You have to book an appointment. You have to have a membership. Like, you're just sitting at a table. It's like, it's a vibe.
I was talking about it last night too, to be like, I don't think a lot of times like people realize the amount of effort and work it takes to go into those cocktails they are making for people. Mm-hmm. It's not just you're walking in, cracking open a beer, pouring a glass of wine. It's like, it is a lot of work and a lot of effort. And I don't think people really realize that.
Right.
It's a cocktail. It's not just a whiskey ginger or let me get a rum and Coke.
Yeah. Which for sure.
Also explains the price.
Yeah, you can't have a bar 3-4 people deep when you're trying to create a cocktail that takes 3 minutes to create.
It's not how it works. I think it's nice. Most people I've experienced so far are understanding.
Right.
Hey, no, I can't have you stand. A couple people will try to convince you. They're like, I'm just going to go right in that corner. And I'm like, I'm sorry.
You're not going to get a drink standing in that corner.
But that's why I told Kaylee, like, hey, bring me in. I was like, I can be like firm and kind. Like, I'll help you at the front. But it's been fun. I like it. I like meeting people that have same interests as me just from coming into like that kind of spot. It's like immediately you have like a connection with that person. I like that.
It's a vibe.
Yeah.
So talking about connections, we're gonna dive into you. I'm just messing around. There's no way to connect any of that mess. But how'd you end up
here? I was interested to find out. So it's like,
oh no. Well, I was gonna be like, well, talking about connections, I want to connect how you left Maryland and somehow ended up in this amazing port city.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you for our sponsor, the Leland Brewing Company, right over the bridge in Leland Township. Definitely check them out. It's a nice local spot with local beers that they're making on site, as well as some that aren't from the area. It is an amazing family-friendly location, and it's really nice. They got some greenery out back, as well as some nice food trucks that pop up every now and then. So give them a check out. Tell them that Whiskey and Wisdom sent you.
I had visited Wilmington a couple times previously. One of my best friends back in Maryland, a good friend of hers, went to UNCW. And so we had come out here to visit her. I was so young. Like, it was like mid-20s probably.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's young. I was just talking about it. I feel like I'm having a midlife crisis right now that gives you my age. But I just loved it. And so I grew up in Frederick my whole life. I always never thought I would leave. I'm really close to my family. Almost everyone in my family lives there. One of my sisters is a traveling nurse now, and my stepsister lives in Hawaii. But other than that, we're all like right there, been around each other kind of like for everything. Every Sunday we have our quote unquote second breakfast at my mom's. Like, we all come, we have breakfast together. Yeah. So I don't know. I was just like, left that job that I said was like pretty toxic and lost my grandma, and I was just like ready to try something new. I was like, I just can't do this anymore. Like, I want to, not that I couldn't come back, but I wanted to do something new. And I was like, always wanted to be at the beach. And everyone's like, you can move to Ocean City. And I was like, have you been to Ocean City? I wanted to go somewhere where there's a beach and it's warm. I kind of regret that now, because like the heat here is the humidity.
It's no joke.
Oh my gosh.
Humidity hit your
I'm like, what's the point of even trying to do my hair? Like, it's like immediately I walk outside and it's like, just kidding.
You do your hair for the photo and then you're like, all right, let's go.
It's the worst. So I came for the beach and I moved here. And when I came to visit, I knew there's a good friend of mine. We played lacrosse together. She's one of my oldest friends and she lives here. Her name's Megan. Shout out Meg Z. And she's here. And I totally forgot, because like we stayed connected since high school. But it was just like here and there. And I knew, like, once I moved here, she was like, wait, you're in Wilmington now? And I was like, holy cow, like, forgot this was the beach city you're in. So I knew her. And then I actually knew a girl that I used to go to church with that was living here when I started looking here. And she worked for a realtor. So I was like, oh, for fun, you can, like, put my name on a list. And they just started sending me, like, houses. And it was just, like, for fun. And I was like, all right. So I came to visit to check it out. March 2022. And then my goal was to be there by December, but I fell in love with my house. And it was like right when the houses were going on the market and they were selling in like a day. But this one had been on the market for 30 days. So I was like, something's wrong with this house. And it was really just severely overpriced. Still weird. No one bought it because of what the times were, but I just feel like it was meant to be. So it's like, I came, I saw it. I was like, I want this house. They dropped the price $30,000 the day after I looked at it. And I was like, God, I got to get this house. Yeah. But I own my house in Maryland. So I was going to rent that house, buy this one. But in order to put enough money down here, I ended up selling my house. So they were like, they accepted my offer contingent on me selling my house in 30 days in Maryland. And I did it. I sold it in 21 days and moved here. Nice. Yeah. You're came baller. Home. I did not tell my family that I was moving yet. Like, they knew I was going to look, but I literally came home. Everything was like signed, ready to go. And I like came home that Sunday night and I was like at family dinner and I was like, by the way, I'm moving to Wilmington. And it was like, it was not fun. That's how close my family is. It was really hard. They still have like feelings about it sometimes, but most of them have come to visit. It's like my sister's new vacation home.
Oh yeah.
She just comes.
Yeah. I like Frederick's that. Like 6 hours away.
Yeah. If I don't hit traffic.
Right.
Which it depends. Like I can't drive very late at night. I don't like driving in the dark. I'm like really showing my age.
You're a female.
What does that mean?
No. We were talking about this at work. I've only met like two females who can see at night.
Oh yeah, I can't
and are
see.
Comfortable. Like everyone else is like, nah, there's like some sort of stigmatism. Like they have some issue driving at night. So I'm like, yeah, it makes sense why you don't want to drive at night.
I have a stigmatism at night, but I have glasses that help, but I just prefer not to.
Right.
So, but yeah, it's not bad. I haven't been home. I went home for New Year's to go home to the Commanders game. I didn't go home for like Thanksgiving or Christmas, but I went home for New Year's and I'll probably go maybe like March again.
Yeah.
So nice. It's not too bad.
You can see the Japanese cherry blossoms.
Oh yeah, at the
in DC.
The cherry blossom festival.
I really want to go about that.
Yeah,
yeah. You have to go at the exact right time though. Mm-hmm. So it's like they have it where you can like book stuff, I think, but it's like once they bloom, it's like you need to like be there.
You have.
You're not going to experience it, right? Yeah.
Oh, 1 year.
Yeah.
Probably it's when I'm cool. Like 45.
It's beautiful. I will say like. I typically, when I do fly, I fly out of BWI in Baltimore because it's just easier. But Reagan, you're on the BW Parkway and you see like that whole strip and the water. Yeah. And it's really pretty. Yeah.
One day I'll be cool enough for that. So now we talked about you having multiple names. we're going to bring up your stylistic choices.
Cool.
Because we were talking to somebody earlier. And I was just like, you know, you got to be comfortable in your skin. Got to love just who you are and just know how to style it. And that's what drew me to you. Cause I was sitting at the bar and I'm like, you know, this girl got some style. She might be a little drunk, but she got some style.
That's why I got to show you the picture before. So you can see what it really looked like before the alcohol, like we talked about. No. So I've always liked fashion.
Yeah.
I've never really knew how much I could do with it. I've never been small. So it's like I grew up plus size, never been little. You know, I played sports, I'm super athletic, all that kind of stuff. But it was really hard in high school to find clothes that fit me that like the popular kids wore or like the cool kids wore, you know, because they just like didn't go up in size. It's like I was always those, I don't know if you guys remember. But like back in the day, the jeans came in husky. Do you remember that? I was always husky. Like that was the word. So it was like hard when I was in high school. And then after high school, I kind of, that's when I've always been outgoing and pretty comfortable. But after high school is when I really started to find myself and like be comfortable with myself. Still not every day is a good day, but there's been like a lot of fashion breakthroughs for plus size women or, you know what I mean? Just not quote unquote skinny women. And I think that a lot of different companies now are also trying to show that spectrum. One thing, it's like a lot of places you'll see now, they actually like will list their clothing from like the biggest size they have down to their smallest. And I always think that's cool. I worked in retail at Lane Bryant part-time and I was styling women there. And they're like, you know, Lane Bryant, some of their stuff is hip. Like I've gotten a lot of stuff from there and I can like style it with other stuff to make it like cool. But that's when I really decided I wanted to help women that weren't small feel better about themselves and how they can dress and show them. And so that's when I started Jillian Gets Dressed. That's my fashion page on Instagram. Not as active as I should be on it, but I'm going to get back to it. I already started
posting more lately.
Yeah, I started again. Work's just, my full-time job's been killing me. But before I came to Maryland, there was like a couple people that actually hired me to style them. And that was like so cool. And that's like, I don't know if there's like enough people here or that out here. I feel like it's this is a very hipster town, which my best friend teases me all the time because I'm like, you know, and she's like, you are like, you're a hipster. And I'm like, no, I'm not. She's like, you're a hipster. But I'm like a hipster with like a little bit of like street. I don't know. I feel like I'm a hipster, but I add other stuff to it. But you're right. There's a difference between getting dressed and styling. So it's like you can put, like I have this jumpsuit on right now and I just put like a netted shirt underneath instead of just wearing the jumpsuit, just little things like that, your earring choices, your belts, whatever it is. But I'm also like a big tomboy sometimes and I like to just wear sweats, but you can still style that. So fashion's important to me. I love making people feel good about themselves in what they wear and showing them that they can do it no matter what size they are, what society tells them.
I think it's interesting that you're like, I feel like Wilmington's a little too small, but you say that and there are people, because I've been looking at this for years and I don't have the bandwidth to try and like actually do styling for like people, but because I have to pay my bills.
Yeah.
But there are people in Wilmington who would love to like have someone style their outfits. And like, I know people who are like, oh, I sent somebody to go shopping for me. I'm like, it's cool to send someone shopping, but you need someone to help you style that outfit. And we have enough galas, we have enough events, like, hey, you know, like there's a fashion show. Like you don't want to just show up in just pretty dress. Like you got to show up dressed up.
Yeah.
Because I thought about this when we invited you on. I had seen something. There was like Men's Fashion Week had just popped off. And everyone's like, oh, you know, this is what all the guys are wearing. And this one Instagram account was showing all the shoe options. And I was like, this to me is so interesting because you see all the guys like full suits, like clean, polished, and then only like a quarter of them were wearing loafers or like just a classic dress shoe. And then you had some people wearing in it, like the whole gambit of like dunks. They had some Jordans just all over the board. I saw some New Balances. So being able to take a full outfit and understanding that you don't have to be in a full zoot suit with like polished shoes, you can definitely mix it up.
Yeah, for sure. I think that one thing I want to learn more about is men's fashion. I love it and I see it, but if I did start to try to style people again, I would want to get into that side too, because I love men's fashion. I love seeing the different things. And that is like one of my favorite things. My favorite part of NFL draft day is just what the dudes are wearing on the stage. Like, I'm like, cool. Yeah, we drafted this guy, but it's like, the way that they style their outfits, because they're younger, they're like less scared, I guess it is. It's like really cool to see how fashion has evolved and everything comes back around too, right? So it's like,
there's some things I don't want to come back. Like you're talking about draft day and my head is thinking about like the NFL or like the NBA drafts from like the early 2000s, like when LeBron and like T-Mac got drafted in the overly long suits. I'm like, yeah, I understand that you're like 6'8", but like your jacket shouldn't cover up your hand and your pants shouldn't be. I was like, come on.
Yeah.
So I'm loving this trend. I'm interested to see if we go back to like the super baggy, like basketball shorts.
Yeah.
Like the shorts over shorts.
How do you feel about, I know, cause like right now all the shorts are like
short.
Yeah. Do you like crop pet, like ankle pants on men's suits?
On men's
suits? Yeah, are you like a classic?
So, depends on the occasion.
Okay.
So, like, if you're working in an industry that would accept it, I'm like 100%. I don't feel like ankle suits, like crop suits and loafers, are for like a lawyer.
Okay.
But if you're working in retail or like, cause I'm in retail, I sell jewelry all the time. So, like, to me, I'm like, if you're rocking a suit that is fitted right and you have the right, like if you have the right vest or you have the right accompaniment of like accessories, then yes, cropped, but you also have to have the right shoes with that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you show up and you're wearing just your classic, like, Oxfords, that's not going to go with the Crocs. Like, that meant, like, you're supposed to have a certain pant leg.
I'm going to be sitting and listening for the majority of the. I am the least fashionable person.
No, so I'm not into fashion at all.
So I like it, and I would like to be better at it. I just don't know where to start with it. So I'm trying to learn as much as possible from you two.
It's funny. One thing, you just have to do, like, one thing at a time, if that makes sense. Yes. So it's like, don't try to change everything at once.
Right.
I started with lipstick. I know that sounds so silly, but, like, before I ever, and I don't wear a lot of makeup because I have freckles. As you girly as I freckles. Might dress. Yeah, I do love my freckles. Mm-hmm. That's like a whole other thing. I'm like, people are paying to get freckles now. And I'm like, you mocked me my whole life. But like, I don't know how to do makeup like that. Like, I'll put mascara on every once in a while, I'll throw some blush on and I wear lipstick. Yes, it's the freckles, but it's just hard to learn it all. And it's not something I'm super into.
Right.
So I'm like, cool. I like to have it, but like lipstick, that's what my girlfriend said to me. She's like, just start with lipstick. And I was like, yeah. And so it was like one day a week we had lipstick Fridays. That's literally what we called it. We worked together. She's like, wear a new lipstick on Fridays. And it like got me into it. And it was like, then I start change one thing. And then it all comes together. It's different if you like jump in and you're just like, I'm going to fully change everything and wear this crop suit and put on some, you know, like guess white all sneak, you know, sneak all white. Yeah. You know, it's like, that's a lot. You'd look at yourself and you'd be uncomfortable. Yeah. It's like, you gotta do one thing at a time.
I walk into like a clothier or something like that. And then I'm like, yeah, I don't know what I'm doing in here. And it's
like, oh, I'm telling, I would love to win the lottery just to be like, all right, I can sit back and for the next 2 years, just be like, hey, we're styling people.
That would be amazing. Yeah. I mean, I think.
Work with TJ. That's what he was doing.
I know. That's where I met him.
Oh, really?
Well, I worked at Buckle and he had moved here to, like he had moved here and was potentially looking at working at Buckle, but he got another job.
That's right.
And because he started the Fashion Week here.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. One other thing though is like my sense of style or how daring I'm willing to be, I guess, is what I would say. Like, I'll always wear something bold. Like, I like came in here with a black jumpsuit, so it's like not a good experience today to say that. But like, I know I had styled it though. Look, I got you might not see, but I got my netted socks on. Like, I got it. But my sister is, you know, she's a mom of two, very petite. After she had her second baby, she was like, oh, I'm not comfortable with how I'm feeling or looking. Can you please take me shopping? And she's like, I don't want to dress like you, but I want you to help me. And it's like, some people would be like, oh, like, but I know what she meant. And I was like, let me come help you style and find clothes that complement you and your body and what you're trying to do. And she teaches part-time. So it was like, she wanted to find clothes to wear to church, to when she was teaching and when she was just hanging out with the family or going out with friends. And it's completely different than anything I would buy. And I did tell her though, I was like, can you at least let me pick one piece out that you wouldn't necessarily be comfortable in and you have to buy it, you know? And she did. And it's this like awesome skirt and like, you know, she styles it now. So it's cool. But yeah, I think that's like important too, is to be able to see, like if I went to help you, it's like I'm not going to necessarily put you in something that I would with someone that I know will dress super funky.
Right.
Especially when you're like getting out and do it. Yeah.
I think that's what started my bug, is because I worked at Buckle and I'd see these people and they'd come and like, well, I lost all this weight or I gained all this weight and I want to put something together. And I'm like, all right, I got you. And like putting together like full outfits. And then it hurt me because like you can only get so many outfits from Buckle. Because you still have to get super dress clothes and you still have like other things. And I'm like, I really want to like leave the store and go help you find clothes that would work with this stuff. And you're like, well, I kind of can't because it's out.
Yeah, conflict of interest. You could do it at the jewelry store though.
Yeah, I could. I could do it now, but.
You just need to make some business cards. Be like, let me help you get some clothes
That's a good idea. I mean, you'd have to approach it. I don't know if someone would be happy if I just walked up and I'm like, let me style you.
No. So what this, see, we're, you know, with the podcast, I'm trying to connect everybody. So what we need to do is start bolstering your social media presence.
Yeah.
And then because you dress yourself and then you can like slowly throw in like, on your feed, like once every like fourth or fifth picture, you throw in an outfit that you dress like your sister in and be like, hey girl, take a picture of this fit I put together.
Yeah.
Cool. And then you just slowly add that. And then you go to Fashion Week and I'm like, hey, you know, I'm a stylist. You shake hands and somebody's going to be like, hey, I need somebody to help me. All right, let's go.
Yeah.
It's a slow process because this is, like we said, changing your wardrobe is also a slow process. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I started with the wrong part of my wardrobe. And I have like four or five pairs of really fun shoes.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
But I don't have any like outfits that go with them.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's manageable.
Yeah, it is. But we were looking and I'm like, all right, so I need some new pants. Because all I have is jeans right now.
Yeah.
I wear a suit every day I work. And I'm like, yeah. I need some fun pants. And then I got to find some shirts.
Yeah.
I'll get there.
You're right. It's like, but you can find pieces. I feel like it's even easier for men to like have a minimalist amount or like a smaller amount and be able to style it in so many different ways.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's like you have a couple pair of staple jeans that you love. You get some really nice cargo pant, cargo like joggers or whatever it is that are like nicer, like khaki material, mm-hmm. or even just regular joggers. And then you can like dress it up. I think that I love going online and just like, I get so inspired by other people. And it's like that one, Chris sent me one the other day, the woman that had the sweatshirt and she like tucked it up. Had on some like, yeah. And she like, it was like when she first had it on, she just had on like an old school Eagle sweatshirt, pulled up and had on just some like slack pants, like dress pants. But then she was like, now watch me style it. And it was literally like, it looked good already. She tucked the sweatshirt up, the pants. She added like a heeled boot that were like pretty similar in color to the pants. She added a hat, her jewelry, and just changed the whole outfit. But it's like, if you could like next time she could change it and do a different shirt with that. And it's like, you can like mix and match, but I know what you mean. It is hard to build your wardrobe up. When I moved here, I got rid of my house. I went from 2,100 square feet and my house here is 900 square feet. Yeah. So I was like, okay, going to get rid of some of these clothes and those giant trash bags that like landscapers use. I got rid of four bags of those of my clothes. Oh, and it was really hard for me because I love clothes and it's like, I might've only worn something once in the last 2 years, but I was like, you have to give it away. And it was like, and then I moved here, filled all my closets with what I brought and still had too much. So I had to get rid of like two more bags of clothes. And it's like, yeah. And there's only one thing in my head that I've missed, which, so that's a good thing.
Right. Yeah.
But I'll like go to put something on. I'm like, God, I'm so mad I gave those pants away. Cause like I could have styled them in so many different ways and I wasn't thinking about it then. Cause I am guilty of buying one outfit to wear one time. That is something I do.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm guilty of just not buying.
Right.
Like, that's where my money goes. My money goes to the Starling and to clothes.
Oh yeah. No.
Jennifer will buy three dresses for one event and
not return two of them.
Yeah. Not return two of them and then wear something completely different. So
I don't, you know. Yeah. Oh, I get it. We had like a Christmas party at work a couple years ago and I bought this like beautiful $120 dress that I was like, I know I'm going to wear this one time. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm getting it anyways. And it was worth it. And then I went, you know, but it's like, I am guilty of that. I try not to, but it happens.
It does.
But there's worse things.
Understand.
Yeah.
I just, you know, I'm like, I need to go shopping more.
Yeah.
But My retail side has drained me. So like on my days off, I'm like, I'm not going in public unless it's to the bar.
One thing though, that's like kind of been harder lately, like dressing, like shopping plus size. Like I'm almost always just shopping online because the stores were doing it for a very long time. It was really good. Like Target is one of my favorite places to find. That's where this jumper's from, to find like extended size wear. And they used to carry it in the stores, but then like mid COVID, it was like, they just kind of stopped doing that. And I don't know if it's because times have changed. Like, I don't know where that comes from. They just stopped carrying it. So it's like, I can go in the store and see the outfit I want to buy. And then I have to go online and get it in my like extended size or whatever it is. And some stuff is there, but like, that's a little frustrating, but I'm with you. I don't really like to go in public all the time anymore. So it's easier for me it's good and bad because, you know, Apple Pay, so easy on your phone, like everything's there. So I can just like shop anytime. Mm-hmm. So it's like, that's not good.
No.
But, you know, there's like a lot of options online.
But finding clothes that fit is the hard part.
Very hard.
Because I always, when I click on something, I'm like, all right, cool. This is, it's a 2X. And I click on the measurements. I'm like,
yeah,
that's not going to fit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I'm like, I'm an in-between.
I get that.
Which is really annoying because if I get some 2Xs, I'm like, well, I'm swimming in it. And like this the one, like this plaid I have on today, I'm like, it's a 2X, but it doesn't have any shoulder room. So yeah. Like mm-hmm. if I go to lift anything over yep. my head, it's like, nope. I was like, can't we just.
It's hard though. I mean, it's like there are some of those companies out there that I'm trying to think of the jean company. I'm a Peloton girl and it's one of the instructors has like her own, I can't remember what it's called, but you literally send your measurements in mm-hmm. and they will like, they custom make your jeans for you.
Oh wow.
But where do you get your measurements?
And if you have to measure yourself or you go get them measured. Yeah. I have a tape measure. I measure, you know, but it's like, they will custom make them for you. And then you can send them back as many times as you need to until they fit you exactly like you want.
Oh, wow.
You're paying $185 for one pair of jeans, but they're really great quality and they're literally going to be made for you. So you're right about that. It's hard. Like, that's why her name's Emma Lovewell, if you're looking it up over there. Yep. I can't remember what it's called. I think it's worth it to buy like a couple staple pieces like that to like have. But I'll be one size at Lane Bryant and a completely different size at Target and a completely different size at Torrid. I very rarely shop there, but like, you're right. Like, and you read the measurements and even when the measurements say it and then you get it and you're like, this is not right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Size less denim.
Yeah. Is that it? Mm-hmm. Emma Lovewell doesn't mm-hmm. even sound the same as what it was, but yeah, cool. Check it out. I have a pair and it's cool. Cause you can get them like, you know, wide leg, cropped, ankle, like they'll do any way you want it to. And then they pay yeah. for you to ship it back and they'll work with you. And then they're also really cool. Like if you get them and you're just like, eh, this is not what I thought. They take, you know, you return them, you get your money back. And it's like, they probably end up selling those ones for like cheaper, which I should probably look and see if there's any people that send stuff back that aren't custom, but maybe will fit me.
Or it could be Scene X Emma. Scenestudio.com. There's a couple different spots, yeah. but it all says Emma on there.
That's an issue that I have too. Like, I'll get pants that like fit my waist, but it's like,
yeah,
or like they're just like super tight around my thighs, and I'm like, what the heck? And then I get something that fits my thighs, and it's like, yeah. it looked like I lost like 50 pounds.
Yeah.
It's
me and my girlfriend, my best friend at home, Sam, like, me and her used to be able to share clothes all the time. And if you looked at us, you would be like, how? Because we're built so different, but then you would see like me in it. And it's like, we always joke, like she has a really small waist and like bigger hips. And I carry all my weight in my stomach, but because she has like the bigger thighs and the bigger hips, it's like, we could wear the same pants and it's like insane. So it's like loose on her waist. Right. And it's like me, it's like, you know, but yeah, it's crazy. You're right. Yeah. It's really hard, especially reading the measurements. It's like, where are you guys getting these measurements from? And yeah. who decided that this is, like,
this
sometimes
is a size 16. You're yeah. like, really?
Yeah. Like, I'll go on and I'm like, I know I'm not small, but then I'll be like ordering and it'll be like, you're a 4X. And I'm like, damn. Okay. And then I get it. And I'm like, if that's what your measurements are, you know, and yeah. it's like, it's so different across the board.
It's all social media based. It's, what do we want people? Do we want you to feel comfortable and be like, I have a small, mm-hmm. or do we just want to tailor towards like super small people?
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of like, who was it? Troy and Macy
yeah.
brought a shirt in. They're like, I didn't know what size to bring you. Like, I wasn't sure if it was a medium or a large. Like, I didn't know what to give you. And it's like, but I didn't want to offend you one way or another. Yeah. And I was like, I'm in between sizes all the time. So I don't even know what to tell you if you would have asked me.
That's yeah, true. I yeah. get that. I mean, I was like, dated a guy a couple years ago and it was like Christmas and he gave me a Commander sweatshirt. And it was like a woman's large. And I was like, oh, wow, you think I'm a large? Like, this is so cute. But I didn't say anything. I was like, thank you. And I was like, this is never going to fit me. I have to like give it to my like baby sister that's like tiny, you know? But yeah, I know what you mean. Mm-hmm. But people don't like, if you don't know, you don't know. So right, it's like, yeah, no one would, I don't think most people look at me and are like, oh yeah, she's probably wearing a 3X, you know? It's like, I don't think, and it doesn't matter, like, if that's right, what it is, but it's like, you're right.
Yeah.
No one's like, hey, what that size? Like, they'll like order, like at work, they were like ordering sweatshirts for everyone. And I was like, oh, I'll take an XXL. And they're like, are you sure? And I'm like, yes, please. Like, that's what I want.
Yeah.
Yes. I think it's like, I don't know, sometimes it's discouraging too, because that will stop people from, I know it used to for me, if I went to go buy something and then I looked at what size I would need and it was that much bigger, I'm like, no thanks, I'm not buying this, because it was like, made me feel a certain way. Now I'm just like, oh, cool, okay, I'm going to buy this right anyways, like, no big deal. But yeah, so. Made a difference. But I just bought, based off that Insta thing you sent me, I bought these kind of high-waisted slack. They kind of get a little tighter around the ankles, but they're like bright green, like not, they're like Kelly green, I would say almost. Yeah. So I was like, that's what I, it was either that or this when I woke up and I was like, oh, I'm just going to wear the black. Yeah. Or I would have been wearing really bright clothes.
I have two, well, let's see. All of my shoes are green based right now.
It's the best color. It's
my favorite. I don't have any shirts that match any of the greens that I own.
You don't have to match all the time.
No, no, no. I mean,
like
it's
different,
a noticeable difference. It's like,
do you mix prints?
No, that's, I don't have any prints.
Okay, you're wearing plaid. Like, would you wear, do you wear Vans, first of all? So it's like,
I do have some Vans.
Yeah, like, I would wear checkered Vans with plaid. You know what I mean? Like, I mix and match prints. Like, I'll wear, like,
I thought you were going to be like, well, I'm going to wear zebra print and plaid. I'm like,
I would probably do that in the right way. I would. I used to wear plaid and leopard all the time. That was like my thing during like the holidays. I always wore red and green plaids and like leopard shoes or a leopard scarf. And, you know,
I mean, I could see, like, if you're doing a plaid top with like animal print shoes, I'm like, okay, I could pull that off.
Or yeah, I don't
I couldn't, but I know someone.
Yes, you could.
No.
See, that's that first change. Just throw on a mixed print shoe.
No. I got a pair. Well, I'm also weird because I saved up way too much money and bought a watch. And now I have shoes that match my watch. So that's where I'm like trying to build.
Okay, next is the outfit is where you want to go. Cool. Do you have an idea?
Oh, yeah. I need some. I'm looking at pants and then shirts.
Okay.
Because I have an idea in my head of like what shirts I want, but I haven't seen any that like hit it.
Yeah, you'll know. I like how like meticulous you are about it. I'm just like, this kind of works, and then I just get it, and then eventually I'll find something. Sure. But that's cool, like that you take that much time and consideration.
Well, that's also why it takes me forever to like do anything.
I'll tell you where my like fashion sense starts and ends is I just recently realized people actually wear like different types of pants other than like you wear slacks like with your suit. And then I was like, jeans outside of that. Like, that was my two versions of pants. Oh.
But also as a guy, like, joggers came out. And, like, unless you were fashion forward, you're like, I'm not wearing joggers.
You have to do it right still, though. Joggers are very, like, I have joggers that are more, quote, unquote, athletic-y. Mm-hmm. And I can dress them up, and they look awesome, even though they're athletic-y ones. And then I have, like, a pair of silk ones that I can like dress down and I love it. Like, but joggers can be hit or miss. It just depends.
I found a few and I'm like, that looks great on that guy. And then I look at the, I was like, I'm not paying this much money for joggers that are going to be leggings on me.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
That's one thing I don't wear.
Leggings.
I know women love leggings. Not my thing. Never been my thing.
That's how joggers are with me too. Cause like I have a few, like, especially athletic-y like type of like the Alpha Elite ones.
Yeah.
And they look like men's leggings on me because my thighs being so big. Because
we should have gone up a size.
Yeah, but then it's like then they're on your waist. I get it. I know what you mean.
I understand.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm here for.
Yeah. My favorite thing for men. Well, actually, I think this for women's the color right now that I super love. But I love that like dark camel color for men's pants right now or even like women's. But like. Browns are just like super hot right now to me. So it's like I have this wide leg pair of brown pants I bought. And it was like as soon as I bought them, I saw them everywhere. So then I realized, no, I was just seeing them everywhere. And that's why I ended up buying these. It wasn't me. But I love that color. It's like, yeah. And it's like, yeah, camel, any kind of browns right now, I think is good.
Thank you for clarifying, because Tyler, I could see out of one of my eyes, he was like, dark camel?
It's like not camel, but it's like not brown.
No.
I was like, I'm trying to imagine what this could be. I was like, huh.
I just knew 100%. As soon as you said dark camel, I'm like, okay, I know what that color is. And Tyler was like,
so just thinking really hard. You could see the smoke coming out of like my ears, trying to figure out what this was looking like. So have you are you familiar with Pantone's color of the year for 2024 yet?
What is it this year?
It's like, isn't a peach. Purple? It's a peachish color, I believe.
Is that for like paint though? Or is it's it supposed just like to the color like of the year?
The color,
you know how like on my Lowe's emails, again showing my age, I get my Lowe's emails and they're like, this is the color of the month, and I'm like, oh cool. Pantone's color. You said peach?
It's peach fuzz. Yeah. The color is 13-10-23.
Can you pull up the actual color and show it to Nikki and we can get a stylista.
I can already see that it's not going to look good on my, like I can already see it and it's not going to be good for my skin tone. I already know it. Just hearing peach fuzz, like.
No, I know you, no.
Like I can rock orange and I can rock pink. Mm-hmm. But peach fuzz, I don't know. I feel like it's going to be like a blend. Absolutely not. Which one is it? The lighter one or the darker one?
I think either one or not.
It's this.
Oh, that's absolutely worse.
Ooh. Oh, that's lighter than I thought it was.
That looks like a nursing home to me.
Yeah.
It reminds me of like when they like on Instagram, they're like, oh, look at this house I walked into. And you're like,
yeah.
This is the wallpaper someone chose?
That's what this is. It's like, oh, I bought a house from 80-year-old people. I don't know. I'm not.
That pink one down there is what the studio used to look like.
This one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
From here?
Yeah.
It was a funky color.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You know, it's paint is like one of the easiest things they say, like you can change, like when you're buying a house. Mm-hmm. But it's like a nightmare, like to even think about the fact that you're going to have to. Yeah. My old house was... my basement, I never finished my basement until I was moving, and then we finished it to sell it before I came here. You walk down the stairs, it was almost like that one you just picked up. Yeah. Like, and then the walls on the actual basement were teal, and I was like, who? Like, what was happening down here? Like, yeah, it's wild. And then that color was, that looked like a nursing home. Who picks the color of the year?
Pantone, whoever that is.
Money.
Yeah.
Like that color will not look good on so many people.
What's funny is what Pantone does, the way that they go about it is they're like, looking at the trends in fashion and where the industry is going, we believe this is going to be the color of the year. But since they say it, it makes it the color of the year. Yeah. So when I was learning about Pantone, it was interesting because is it Pixar? Pixar hired them, just like what type of stuff that they do, hired them. So when the Minions came out, to make sure that yellow color looked the same on billboards, on the same as the silver screen, on the same as the plush little Minions stuff.
That's smart.
So like, it's crazy. They get paid millions of dollars.
There's a kid show. I don't have any kids, but my friend's daughter... it's like, oh my gosh, come on. It's like something playground maybe or something. But that they were very specific, like the writers of that show and the people they brought in. The tones that they use color-wise, the sounds of things, like mm-hmm. It was all specifically like geared towards kids. Toddlers.
Oh, wow.
And it engages them like significantly. And it's like the silliest show. Like you watch it and you're like... my gosh, but kids are just like in love with it. It like speaks to them. There's art in that.
It's not Bluey.
No. I was reading about him last night though. He's a little blue healer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why it popped up. Because I follow dog Instagram pages too. Oh, it was like something about Bluey and I was like, he's pretty cute.
And Coco Melon does that's something. It. Is it Coco Melon? Yeah.
Why did I think it was like Coco Melon? It's if you read about it, it's like, it was like mind blowing to me, like the science behind it to get toddlers into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, it puts them in a trance. I have two little ones and if you put that thing on there, it's done for.
But it's super educational too. Yeah. It's like, it wasn't anything you read where you're like, oh, they're brainwashing my kids. It's like,
right,
wow, they're literally teaching my children through colors and sounds.
Yeah.
Like even just like, how people speak. It's crazy. I was like, this is wild.
Chris is looking up the Minions now.
That's smart, though, because if you think about it, people like start to love something. Yes. You want it to be like
all the same.
Yeah.
Technically, it's not Pixar. It's Illumination.
Oh,
he's just trying to prove
apologies.
Well, no, because like it'll say like Disney and Pixar. And I'm like, wait,
which one is it?
Well, Pixar is like its own thingamabobber. And I just visually, I'm like, their graphic style is different than Minions. So my brain was like imploding because I was like, wait, am I going crazy? Is Minions a Pixar movie?
It was the only thing I could think of because I knew it wasn't Disney.
I like Pixar. Isn't that Monsters, Inc.? Is that Pixar? Oh, I love Monsters, Inc. Maybe I'll watch that today. I haven't seen it in a long time.
See? Well, and then my head is like, wait, who makes Sing? Which is another.
Yeah.
So that's a good one, too.
What is that? There's another. Was it Pixar? You got to look this up for me. It's like an emotion, or it's like people are either fire, water. What is that?
Oh, Elemental.
Oh, my gosh. Who made that?
That was Disney and Pixar.
That is not for kids. That is like the most beautiful, in-depth movie. Yeah. Not in a bad way. Yeah. I'm just like, this is deep. Like, kids ain't getting this. Like, I was watching it, like, tears in my eyes. I was like, this is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, Inside Out 2 comes out this year.
Oh, yeah.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
sorry.
Like, totally sidetracked.
No. I told Tyler, I'm like, just so you know, this is going to be a Chris episode because I'm all over the place. But back to topic. What? So for you, changing up, mixing things up in life, would success for you be like being a stylist for people and getting paid for it or starting your own business?
Yeah. So I think I'm in a really weird place right now too. I'm like super open about stuff, but I got laid off just this past Wednesday. Like, technically employed till the 15th still. That's never happened to me. 38 years, never, ever in my life have I been through this. So I'm blessed for that. I will be thankful for that. And I like what I do a lot, but I don't love it. Mm-hmm. And I've been considering what would I do to be happier. Not that I'm unhappy at my job, but for something that I would feel like passionate mm-hmm. about. And I feel like this is like a kick in the butt for me to do it. I don't know what it looks like yet though. So that's like the scary part. Yes, it would be awesome to like make money with anything that has to do with fashion.
Yeah.
But at this point, I think like my goal by the end of this year is to help people and whatever that looks like. It could look in so many different ways, like literally just hosting at Ibis. Like, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very like passionate about autism. And, you know, I'm actually meeting up with a woman that works at a center for autism that's out in Hampstead on Thursday. So I'm going to talk to them about some stuff there, maybe work with some kids with autism. Fashion, of course, would be awesome. I feel like this year I'm just going to hustle as much as I can to like keep stacking some money. So eventually I can do probably the styling thing or work with people with fashion in any way.
I could see. I mean, if you wanted, you could join the Cargo District Media Network and we could help you start a podcast talking about fashion.
Yes, please. So I want my podcast. So my podcast, it's like, I joked that I want, like, okay, dating is a nightmare. And so like, that's what my podcast is going to be about. Cause it's like, there's like, we have Slack at work and one of my teams at work, it's like the ongoing joke that I send a message that like, I'll send messages that I get on like dating apps
just
to like this channel and people are like, just the things they say. I'm like, hey, this is what happens to me. And it's like this joke. And I'm like, I need a podcast for this. But
Jesse Davis said he wanted to start a podcast like that too. You two should get together and do it.
So like, I was thinking of names for it and I'm not witty. So I was like talking to a couple friends and my best friend Sam's like, you need to just call it like, what's the opposite of advice? And I was like, that's perfect. Cause it's like, you just never want to do these things. It's like, oh, it's just, it's bad out there. That could go on. This is a whole other topic.
See?
Yeah.
I fell in love with this guy. I guess he's an actor now. Dom on, he was on a Netflix show, The Mole. And he's.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Such like. From my point of view, he looks like he'd be a really good human being. But he started a podcast, Dom Meets World, where he like interviews people and talks about like horrible dating life and like his story. And I felt so bad for him because he was on like one of those like Love Island type TV mm-hmm. shows. And he was like, oh, I was with this girl for a while. And then she left me on the show and then went. So he stuck it out with somebody else. And I'm like, oh, you seem like a decent guy.
Yeah. I would never go on a show like that. It would scare me so bad because they like bring people on, right? I've never watched them, but don't they like bring people on? They're like, let's see if your relationship can survive this. And I'm like, dude, this is our life. Like, this is what we're doing to people. Yes. It's like, just put, it's awful. I just think like when I was younger, it's like some of the stuff people would say, it's like, ha ha ha, you know, like, but like now I'm like, I'm a 38-year-old woman. Like, why would you ever come in my inbox and say that? Like, what makes that, like, who is okay with this? Like, obviously there's people that are like not rejecting it because they're still coming into my inbox and saying it. So I'm like, what is happening? Like, it's wild. It is wild.
I've seen some of the things like on TikTok where like it shows like what people say. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this has to be a joke. And then like, no. I talk to real people like, no, that actually happens. No. And yeah. I'm like,
I send to all of my female friends. Every time this pops up on my feed, it's like, you know, you should just keep like one dick pic in your phone. So when a guy sends you one, you just send them a better one back. And I'm like,
yep.
People in general, guys are stupid, but people in general won't mm-hmm. learn unless it gets squashed.
2024 unsolicited dick pics are still happening.
That's why insane. I'm like, you should keep one in your phone and be like, here.
I don't think.
Are we sending things that were unsolicited?
Like, I just like have I've never asked for one, but it's like, I don't know. It's like, oh my gosh, it's crazy. I think the funniest one I got this last week, and this one wasn't like, I couldn't tell if I should be offended or not by the comment. Cause it was pretty funny. He was like, he asked me if I worked on a ranch. But like, he was dead serious. He was like, yo, you look like you could work on a ranch. Like, are you a cowgirl? And I was like, no. And I like went and looked at my pictures on my page. Cause like, I'm not always on. And I'm like, huh? And I like was so like confused like, am I at first.
A field somewhere?
Yeah, I don't know like what made him, but he was just like, I want to own a ranch and I feel like you could work on it. And I was like, I don't like, it was like the most random, but it was like funny. I was like, I don't know what you mean by this. And I literally am not a cowgirl in any of my pictures.
Oh, I thought he was going to be like, cause I think. In an appropriate
like it never came and I was like, this is weird. Like, no, but I could make a book. I always say when my mom passes away, well, me and my best friend say it, we will write a story of our life. We were pretty bad when we were younger together. We're past that now, but it's like, we can't write it until our parents are no longer here.
You were those kids who were like, mom, I'm at so-and-so's house. In your reality, you're like
in a field with a fifth of vodka, yes. Like passed out running from the police. I'll never forget one time I went to a field party. Is that a thing out here? Were they a thing?
In Wilmington? Not really, but outskirts of town.
Yeah. Yes. So like, yeah, we had field parties and there was this little bridge and everyone just used to go party under it. And I remember sneaking out. I was staying at my girlfriend's house, me, her, and another friend, and we snuck out and we went to it. We were smart, though. We parked our car, like, where we could get away. Yes. Like, we were smart, unlike other people. And we get there, and lo and behold, my stepdad's brother's son, so my cousin, yeah. Right, like, mm-hmm. whatever, was there. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. So, of course, like, I got caught, you know, because he's, like, a snitch, and he could do whatever he wanted. But it was like, man, and it was like, yeah, we the cops came and we like got away. We got caught by our parents the next day, but
not the cops.
Yeah,
that's right. What matters.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that's what my mom says. She's glad she's like, I'm just glad you're alive. Like, so, and that's only what she knows. So that's why I'm like, she does not need to read this book if I ever write it until she dies. If she thinks she's happy now, yeah. So
it could be worse.
It could.
You could be writing smut.
Yeah. True.
I've seen some of these interviews of people and they're like, oh, what did your mom think of this book you wrote? And I'm like, I don't want that conversation in my head. I'm like, your mom like, asking questions. Yeah.
I mean, I'm like, I know my mom's not going to listen to this, so I can say it. So like the last podcast I was on, we got into like family trauma at the end. So then I was like, oh God, I hope my mom never listens to this. And I was like, my mom's never going to listen to this. And then like now it's like, I will say, my mom would like dot like the dating thing. She's like, how's dating going? Or like XYZ. And it's like, my mom is old school. Like she would die if she thought I was like having sex and I'm 38 years old. She would be like, she like just tells herself that like, I don't interact in any kind of sexual way with anyone, you know, it's like, you know, God forbid. So yeah. Sorry, mom. If you do listen to this.
Yeah. Oh, send it.
Well, since we have gone past the hour here already, I do have a last question for you.
Okay.
And if you could tell your younger self one thing, what would it be?
I think, oh gosh. Hey, I think I would say like tomorrow, there's always like, tomorrow's always there. You know what I mean? It's like, I read this thing the other day. It's like, you've made it this far with everything that's happened to you. And it's like, you're probably going to have worse things that happen to you. And you're still here. So I think I would say that. Because it would have made like my early 20s a lot easier to myself. I wouldn't take back anything I did, but yeah, probably just say, hey, tomorrow's a new day. Always keep trying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
I like it. So, since we mentioned it earlier, how can people follow your styling lifestyle or just your regular life?
Yeah. Please follow my fashion page. I'm trying to get up on it. I'm trying to learn. I understand algorithms a little bit, but I'm trying to learn how to make the videos and be cool, like all these other pages that I follow. Because I literally
get ready with me.
Yeah, and they like have the little voiceover, and then they like throw their shirt down and they're like dressed different. I'm like, this is magic. I don't know how to do all that yet. But it's Jillian, J-I-L-L-I-A-N _ gets _ dressed. Sweet. You can holler at me. I'm happy to help you. Yeah, I think fashion is something that can connect a lot of different people in different ways.
Yeah, perfect. So check it out. If you need some styling help, you need a stylist, hit her up. I know we got a lot of people on here who could style their outfits.
I definitely thought you were going to go somewhere else and be like, I know a lot of people that definitely don't dress good. So.
Oh, no, everyone gets dressed, but, you know, we just got to style it up a little bit.
Yeah. It's,
I was like, don't be insulting all of our subscribers, no. Chris.
Jeez. I mean, a lot of our subscribers shop at Wrightsville Ave and hit Cassie up and get some good outfits. But like for those who don't, we got somebody else who can help.
Yeah, let me help you. And I like to help anyone. Yes, I know I am like more geared towards maybe extended sizes or however it is. But like I said, I like to help anyone.
Yeah.
And I'm good at reading people. So it's like I can meet you one time, kind of get a feel of you and help you out.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Love it. Well, thank you for coming on. It's been a blast. Oh, it's been fun.
Cool. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
We'll catch you in the next one. Everybody, thanks for listening. Like, comment, share, subscribe. Check us out on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all the real things. And hopefully we'll catch you in the next one.
Sweet.
Cheers.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
Thanks.